Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're so grateful to be here this morning. Once again, we are here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are a circle of friends. And we know a friend who's closer than a brother, and that is Jesus Christ himself. Today is Monday. It is the 11th day of May, 2020, and we're rising in the Lord each and every day. We look to him who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Without him, we are nothing. Without the Lord, we would be like a ship without a sail, but because of him, we are able to go to the places where we need to go in the spirit realm. And because of him, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So today we are just grateful for everyone who has joined us already. Those who will join us later, we're grateful that you would be here. And those who have been here for some time, you know, many have been here since almost since we began in the city of Jacksonville many years ago. And we're just so thankful for consistency. We know the Lord tells us in his word to be faithful over a few things, and he will bless you with much. So we're believing for the much. As we go along in this life, as we seek the Father, we seek him while he may be found. We call upon him while he is yet near. And we know that without the Lord, we would be just out there stumbling around in darkness and not really knowing where we were going. So we thank the Lord today for just the opportunity to pray, to be in agreement with him, and to know what he is speaking. We have to keep our spiritual ears open to his voice so that we will not go in the wrong direction. You know, we know that sometimes we get a little bit off balance in what we're doing, but the Lord is there with the Holy Spirit to speak to our hearts and help us to be on that straight and narrow path that leads to our God. We don't want to be on that wide road that leads to destruction. So we're grateful this morning for this time of our lives. So I hope that every mother who is a mother, every person who is a mother, had a wonderful day yesterday, and that you continue to just look to the Lord for all the things that we need in him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. So let us pray. Lord, we just thank you so much for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, Lord, that you are our hiding place. You're our truth. You're our joy. You're our hope for today, our hope for tomorrow. We thank you that you are the one and only wise God. You're everywhere. You see all things. All power is in your hands, and the world is ruled at your command. You rule, and you super rule, oh God. So we thank you, Jesus, for the stripes that you bore. Thank you for just knowing that you did it once for all of us, and we're glad today, oh God, because we can come to you, and we know that when we come, Lord, no matter who we are, where we are, you are there, Lord. We thank you for that today, and we thank you for the Holy Ghost, which is our reminder of who we are. It is the power that we need to overcome Satan. We know that Jesus gave us power to tread on serpents, on scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by in any means hurt us, O God. So we thank you, Lord, today for the truth, O God, and with your truth, O God, we are made free, O God, in the name of Jesus, and we're free to serve you, Lord. We're free to do your will, God. We're free to just rise up, O God, and come against the tricks and schemes of the devil, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for that today. We know, Father, today that the enemy is out there, and we put him under our feet, O God. We thank you, Lord, today because we are rising, O God, each and every day, Lord. We rise up in the morning, and we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you the glory, O God, because you are glorious, Father. There is nothing better than serving you, God, nothing better than knowing that you are our truth, O God. You're our joy, Lord. You're our peace today, God. Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and because of that, we have peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord, and you keep us in perfect peace as our minds are stayed on thee, O God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. We just bless you today, Father, because you are so faithful. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, and morning by morning new mercies we see, God. You change not. You fail not. Great is your mercy unto us today, O God. So we're just rising up this morning, O God, to just praise you with the first fruit of our lips, O God. As we wake up in the morning, Lord, we want to just give you praise just for the day, God, and to let you know that we really do appreciate that you have allowed us to come together once again. So we're grateful for that today, O God. Lord, we're praying, O God, and thanking you for deliverance around the world, O God. We know, Father, today that there are so many things happening around this world, O God. And we know, God, today that we have the power, Lord, to overcome all things, O God, because greater is he who is in us than he that is in the world, O God. So we're not going to be afraid, O God. We would not be fretful, Lord. So we are thanking you, Father, today for the truth, O God. And we know, Father, today, O God, that the truth of the matter is that you are above all things, O God, and you are the one, O God, who sees everything that is happening, O God. So we thank you, Lord, today that we are just not going to succumb to what the enemy would have us to succumb to. He wants us to be fearful and unbelieving, O God. You have not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind, O God. So we are grateful for the sound mind today, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, today that we do have the mind of Christ, O God. My God, oh, my Jesus, we thank you, Jesus, because of the blood that we are washed and we're made whiter than snow, oh, God. My God, we just praise you, God, today for the souls who are coming to the kingdom, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, today for the new souls who came recently, Lord, that they have made a decision for you, Lord. We pray for their stability, oh, God, that they will not become faint and lose hope, oh God, but to have hope in you, God, and turn coward and turn backwards, Lord, like a dog to his vomit, Lord. We just pray, God, today for stability in the new converts, oh God, and also the ones who have been in the kingdom for a long time, oh God. Sometimes people get weary, oh God. You said, be not weary in well doing, oh God, because we shall reap if we faint not, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for just holding on to your unchanging hand, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I pray and thank you, Lord, today that we are forgiven, oh God, and we realize that we must die daily to sin, oh God, because there is a war going on between the flesh and the spirit, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, that our spirit man is able to overcome the flesh, oh God, and keep the flesh in place, oh God, that we would not do anything that is against your will, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for that, oh God. We praise you, God, today that we will continue to pray for our family members who do not know you and the pardon of their sins, oh God. So many of our family members are just stumbling around, oh God. Some of them have heard the word and have not received it into their hearts, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, today that many are called, but few are chosen, oh God. So we are thanking you, Lord, today that you draw them, Lord, and they will heed your call, Lord, that they will open up their eyes to your understanding, oh God, that they will open their hearts to you, God. My Lord, we just pray that the stony hearts would become hearts of flesh, oh God, and those who are in darkness, oh God, would come to the light of Jesus Christ, oh God, because we do realize, Lord, that the harvest is plentiful. The laborers are few, but the Lord of the harvest is bringing harvesters, oh God. We are the harvesters, oh God. We are the ones who go out into the highways and byways and compel others to come to you, Lord. And we do believe, oh God, that somebody out there will be able to help our family members, oh God, to see the truth, oh God. Many family members reject what we say, God, because we are so close to them, oh God. But we thank you, Lord, today that even when Jesus was on the earth, that his family rejected him, oh God. So we are thanking you, Father, today that we shall not be weary, oh God. We will not stop praying, oh God. We will continue to pray, Lord, for the lost souls, oh God, in the name of Jesus, those who are in their drug addictions. My brother Roderick, oh God, in his drug addiction, oh God, and Yvette, oh God, in her drug addiction, oh God, and Albert, oh God, in his drug addiction, oh God, Tony in his drug addiction, Lord. We're praying, oh God, that you would draw many more, oh God. We don't know all the names who are dealing with drug addiction, oh God, and sexual addiction, oh God, and nicotine addiction, oh God, and just food addiction. There are all kinds of addictions out there, Lord. So we are praying, oh God, that the addictions will be broken, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they will be free, oh God, that they will come, oh God, and receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King, Lord,
in the name of Jesus, my God, all around the world, oh God, there are many people, oh God, who are strung out on drugs, Lord. There are people who are selling drugs. We pray for the drug dealers, oh God, that they will come to the knowledge of the truth, oh God, that they will no longer want to sell drugs, oh God, but they will begin to teach about Jesus Christ, oh God, and his ability to bring a person out of their sin, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We pray for the pimp and the prostitute this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they will come to Jesus Christ, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, the liar, the cheater, oh God, we pray for them today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, those who feel like they're just good, oh God, have not done anything wrong, Lord, but they have not asked for forgiveness, Lord. We were all born in sin and shape and in iniquity, oh God, and we all have to come and ask for forgiveness, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for those who are feeling like they don't need to, oh God, that they will realize the error of their thoughts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, we are just praising you right now, God, for the salvation that is coming to somebody, oh God, that somebody is receiving Jesus as Savior right now as we speak, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, today for that. Thank you for your protection, oh God, for each and every one of us, oh God, as we continue going through this process, oh God, that we're dealing with in this world, oh God, this COVID-19, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today that every lie, every trap of Satan, oh God, is being destroyed right now in the name of Jesus. My Lord, we just pray, God, today that you undercover, I mean, that you reveal everything that was undercover, Lord, in the name of Jesus, my Lord, I just thank you, Lord, today that you are blessing us, oh God, to be here today, oh God, to be able to pray, Lord, to be able to be in agreement, Lord, to know, God, that you are working so many miracles, oh God. You do miracles so great, oh God, and it is so awesome, oh God, if somebody, oh God, comes to Jesus Christ, oh God, as those, oh God, who are in their sin, Timothy, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for him today, oh God, that he will come to Jesus Christ and be saved, oh God. Janice today, Father, we pray for her, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. We magnify your name, God. This morning, I want us to I'm going to open up the lines, and we're going to just pray for salvation and just call out your family members or people you know, and you may not know people. Just begin to pray. We're going to be praying for salvation this morning. So let's just come together as a unity, as a body of Christ, as we're here today. Just begin to lift your voice to the Lord and pray for those who are out there in sin.
Move by your spirit, the spirit of Lord God, and by your power, Lord God, and certain family members of Lord God.
Join people this morning, oh God, in the name of
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God. We glorify you, oh God, for your support, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God,
by your power, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, and there is another name, Lord God, that we can be patient to my name, Lord God, very rising, Lord God, families that have been saved, Lord God, you have given the life to the Lord, oh Lord God, deeply, Lord God, her children, oh Lord God,
you're the one, Father, you can help, Lord, heal, God, in the name of
Father, I'm greater, Lord God.
Yes, Lord, we know that salvation is so important, oh God. So we pray for families, oh God, who not know in the part of their sins, God, in the name of Jesus, my Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Oh, my God. We thank Lord today. We realize that no good that none should perish, but that all should go to so God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for Florence, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, coming, oh, God. We thank you, Jesus, the Savior, Lord. How do you Marianne, oh God, by your spirit, oh Lord God, that you're moving, oh Lord God, higher.
In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, there is her children, O Lord God. There is Mother, Lord God, Novella, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Your little, Lord God, that you move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God, in the name
my God, Sabrina, God, how you teach those family, oh God,
that you move by your spirit, oh Lord God, by your power, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, I wish you not to go, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Bless you, oh God, Charlie, Joe, oh God, the Grant family, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. See a good day time of agreement, O Lord God. Many families have been lost, loved ones, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in this time, O Lord God. This pandemic, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the churches that are open, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. And saints that are just hanging on to thy unshaded hand, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your spirit, Lord God, and that you're moving your power, Lord God. So we thank you this morning, God. We praise you this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, the name that's above every name, oh Lord God. Oh God, names that we can't even call right now, Lord God. Loved ones, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Those children, Lord God, Gwen and her family, Lord God. Gwen and her family, Lord God. Alone in the family, Lord God. Thank you. This family of children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Minister Patrick, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. And this same children, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Young man that got slain up in Georgia, O Lord God, about almost 2 months ago, O Lord God. This family that's going through, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, it was injustice done, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We come against drive-by shootings, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Racial spirit, O Lord God, have it be, O Lord God. Hate crimes, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We cast it down, O Lord God. We ask that you would touch, O Lord God, children, O Lord God, everywhere, all over this nation, O Lord God. Children in homeschooling, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving. Your spirit, O Lord God, and by your power, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we ask the Lord that you continuously bless, O Lord God, and that you continuously deliver, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, O Lord God, the Jones family, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, moving by your spirit, by your power, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, that we touch right now in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, Lord God. So God, we thank you and we praise you, O Lord God, for the early rise this morning, O Lord God, for this hour of power of prayer, O Lord God, and the intercessors that are here, Lord God, the newcomers, O Lord God, control all their names, O Lord God, but we ask that you bless and that you strengthen this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. By your spirit, O Lord God, and you're moving by your power, Lord God. God, that you're showing yourself strong, O Lord God, as we come together, Lord God, and gather in your name and praying, O Lord God, for all unsaved, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we're praying against all unrighteous, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Thanking you, Lord God, for what you're doing, O Lord God, morning by morning, God. It's new mercy that we see, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Praying from the meek, O Lord God, and help you, Lord God, for all the Lord God that's in the nation and the school, Lord God. We pray for first responders, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, we pray for the new job that you're seeking after, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God.
Thank you, God.
And we stand, O Lord God. Thank you for allowing us to stand, O Lord God. And we bless us. We're going through this time, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you're saving, O Lord God. Give words of wisdom, O Lord God. Let's say, give on to thy people, God, in the name of Jesus, God. For God spoke once and twice, so I heard this, that power belongs unto God, O Lord God. Give wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, O Lord God. We can prepare people, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that this pass, O Lord God, in the name abuse, oh Lord God. We pray against that new outbreak in the Wuhan, China, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that this disease be destroyed, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We lift your name up, Jesus. We lift you up in praise, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We praise you, Lord God, for deliverance, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, and we praise you, Lord God, and we glorify thy name, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we lift up every name, O Lord God, that you're moving by your spirit and by your power, Lord God, and that you're keeping, O Lord God, for your glory and for your honor, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, there's none greater than you, Lord God, you are the almighty God, O Lord God, so we thank you, God, and we praise you, Lord, it's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, and you, Lord, we move, we breathe, we have our being, O Lord God, we hear because of you, O Lord God, in the name, O Lord God, of Jesus, O Lord God, stretch forth the hand of deliverance, O Lord God, and touch, O Lord God, bless those that are able to go back into the work area, Lord God, and able to return to their job, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. This is some situation, Lord, that we're going through, O Lord God, all over this country, Lord God. Lord God, with the whole world in your hands, O Lord God. God, stretch your hand, O Lord God, and deliver, Lord God, from addiction, O Lord God, all kinds of addiction, O Lord God, cigarette smoking, Lord God, pornography, Lord God, fornication, O Lord, alcoholism, O Lord God, controlled substance, O Lord God, deliver families, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, continuously bless, O Lord God, marriages, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Strengthen relationships, O Lord God, and working relationships, God. Strengthen those, O Lord God, who have a mind to go out for entrepreneurship, O Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Small businesses, O Lord God, that just get started, O Lord God, and families there, O Lord God, have invested all that they have, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, and then depending and became, O Lord God. Lord God, bless and strengthen them. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, bring salvation and deliverance, O Lord God. Reveal souls on the sidewalk, O Lord God, on the rooftop, abandoned buildings, on the streets, O Lord God, laying down on cardboard boxes, O Lord God. Need a touch from you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Shake and touch minds, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Those that feel that they fail, O Lord God. Send them word by your spirit, O Lord God. Encourage their heart, God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, let them see the serious of the hour and the day, O Lord God. If they need to repent, O Lord God, they need to make a decision to make Jesus their Lord and Savior, Lord God. And exalt your name on the hand, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we thank you, O Lord God, for all the mothers that are celebrated on this day, O Lord God. That all of their children become saved, O Lord God, and make a decision to serve Christ because you're the only true God, O Lord God. And we thank you, God, and we praise you for what you're doing right now. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would just strengthen, O Lord God, every prayer request, everyone across the line there, O God, in the name of Jesus and abroad, God. O God, those that are going back into the work area, Lord God, those that are suffering, O Lord God, with financial difficulty, O Lord God, let them be saved, O Lord God. Give them a word, O Lord God. Let them find peace in you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. O Lord God, for that name of the blood of your name, O Lord God. For this at the time of Jesus, O Lord God, every knee's bow, O Lord God, every tongue is confession, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray for worldwide revival, O Lord God, worldwide salvation, O Lord God. Not only here, O Lord God, but on every continent, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, ministries, O Lord God, countries, nations, O Lord God, wherever so, O Lord God, they're breathing the air, breath of life, O Lord God, that you would send word, O Lord God, of strong deliverance, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that they would be saved, O Lord God, and their family members be saved, O Lord God, before it's everlasting too late, O Lord God. So we bring you the sacrifice of praise, O Lord God, the fruits of our lips, O Lord God, a wave offering of praise, O Lord God. We say hallelujah, Lord God. You are the almighty God, O Lord God, and we praise you and we worship you, O Lord God. We thank you. You're the God of our salvation and deliverance, O Lord God. So we honor you, Lord God, and we praise you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Realize that, O Lord God, that there's none greater, Lord God. There's none greater than you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. So we bless your name today, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we thank you for what you're doing, O Lord God. Moving by your spirit, O Lord God. You're moving by your power, Lord God. There's none greater, Lord God. There's none greater than you, O Lord God. We magnify your name, O Lord God. We praise your name, O Lord God. It's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. In you, Lord God, we move and breathe, O Lord God. And we have our being, O Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, O Lord God. We ask, O Lord God, that you would stretch rest your hand of the Lord, O Lord God, and deliver God as only you can, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. That name that is above every name, O Lord God. Every knee is bowed, O Lord God. Every tongue is confessing, O Lord God, that you are the God of salvation and deliverance, O Lord God. The God, we thank you, Lord God, and we praise you, God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. What shall we render God unto you for all of your mercy, God, for all of your benefits, O Lord God, in the name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Hope that we know, Lord God, you are our salvation and deliverance, Lord God. We bring multitudes of family members to you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, other nations, Lord God, other countries, Lord God. We pray and we intercede for them, Lord God, heads of states, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. By your spirit, O Lord God, and that you're moving by your power, O Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, for your loving kindness, O Lord God. Lord God, children, O Lord God, that are unsaved, O Lord God, the children that the parents have that take up time, O Lord God, to teach them the way of the Lord, O Lord God. That you're moving by your spirit, O Lord God, and that you're moving by your power, God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for every miracle that you're working, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord God, this 11-year-old boy that got missing on yesterday, oh Lord God, we pray, oh Lord God, that he be returned safely to his family, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your spirit, oh Lord God, and by your power, oh Lord God, and that you're bringing, oh Lord God, deliverance in that home, oh Lord God, that many begin to take up their cross and begin to follow, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray for every community, oh Lord God, across the funny lines, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, for a harvest of souls to come in, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Of Jesus, O Lord God, we exalt your name and praise your name today, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, O Lord God, for your deliverance, O Lord God, and the strong deliverance that you're bringing, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you're encouraging family members, O Lord God, that you're breaking the power, O Lord God, of illness, O Lord God, and afflictions, O Lord God. Many coming off of respirators, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, that you're breaking the powers, O Lord God, of the curse, O Lord God, of the 19, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We praise you for those that get delivered, Lord God, those that are recovering right now, even so, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that they're getting stronger and stronger, in the name of Jesus, God. Pray for my son Roderick, O Lord God, I haven't heard, O Lord God, believe in you, Lord God, that you're saving, O Lord God, that you're delivering, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, pray for the daughter that won't call her mother, Lord God, on Mother's Day, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your spirit, God, and by your power, Lord God. Bring strong deliverance, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, bring that spirit of guilt, oh Lord God, of sins gone by, oh Lord God. Years have passed to me, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we pray for the Jenkins family, Lord God, and Sister Jenkins, God, that you bless, oh Lord God, a family, a home, oh Lord God, that you will be homeless, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you stretch forth your hand of deliverance, oh Lord God. We pray for Tyron, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, and his children, oh Lord God, and what they're going through right now, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you bring strong deliverance, God, in the name of Jesus, God, praying for the wife, oh Lord God, over so many years, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we pray for those, oh Lord God. Sister Patrick, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, those that are suffering heart condition, oh Lord God, respiratory systems, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you just send out your anointed, oh Lord God, that you send the word, oh Lord God, and heal disease, oh Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, God. Protect those, oh Lord God, who have came out of quarantine, oh Lord God, that's going back into restaurants and into malls and stuff, oh Lord God, that you will protect them, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We pray, oh Lord God, against the high tension, oh Lord God, and the stress, oh Lord God, from being closed in or shed in a quarantine, and oh Lord God, that the people come out, oh Lord God, and be at peace, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would send wisdom, oh Lord God, and understanding, oh Lord God, that there be no confrontation between the people, oh Lord God, that they would dwell in peace as they go there, Lord God, that they would talk about you, Lord God, and lift and exalt your name. So we thank you, Father, for all that you're doing right now in the name of Jesus, God, by your Spirit, God, and by your power, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for time to worship. Lord God, a time to thank you, Lord God, a time to reflect on your goodness, oh Lord God, and your mercy, God, and your kindness, oh Lord God, that you save and heal and deliver and that you set free, oh Lord God. What shall we render to thee, God, for all your mercy, God? So we bring you the sacrifice of praise, oh Lord God, the fruit of our lips, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. May the words of our mouth, oh Lord God, and the meditation of our heart be accepted in our sight, oh Lord God. You are our strength, our Redeemer, Lord God. We're going to claim the victory, Lord God. We're going to claim it done, oh Lord God. We're going to declare and decree that the pandemic, oh Lord God, and the illness will be dead in Jesus' name, God. We thank you. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord God. There's none greater. There's none greater than you, God. There's none greater. None greater than you, Lord God. All things in your hand.
Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Well, praise the Lord this morning. Thank God for these prayers for salvation. We desperately want people to receive Jesus as Savior. So as we have called out various names, and we believe that God is already working on some hearts, and people just need to heed the call. So we're believing that many people will make that decision, family members. You know, it doesn't matter how hard they try to be. There are some in my family that want to be just thuggish and want to be whoever they are. You know, they just rebel. So we thank the Lord for softened hearts as we pray and believe. Amen. So right now, we're just going to open up and see if anybody has a prayer request, a testimony, something that you want to share that would be beneficial to the people of God this morning. Amen.
Yes. Good morning. This is Alice Marie, and I hope everybody had a happy Mother's Day. And I just want to tell you to keep your eyes on, focus on the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Apostle, I thank God for being here this morning with the circle of friends. Prayer, praise, deliverance, and salve, power, prayer. I want to testify. It's not my testimony. It's one of the family members. It's my niece. She lives up in New York. She's a nurse, she's a supervisor of nurses up there. And the long story that's short is that she's over a large area up there, a lot in different hospitals and stuff. And the thing came, haven't heard from her, no, God knows how long, how many years, but her two daughters have grown up now. They were children. They've grown up. They are nurses as well. But what happened in the hospital was that they, it's up in Syracuse, they wanted to put a COVID-19 post in the department, best I could explain it, in the area, in the hospital. And she said that she was a nurse, that they couldn't handle the strain of that station there, the best I could tell you. But she said they came and they pressed it and they put it there anyway. And one of her daughters decided to... they put one of her daughters in that area to take care of these people. So all she could tell her daughter was to work and use all of her protective gear. And she was beginning to say that some people are called and people are chosen to do work. And she called her mother and said, "Ma, this man had the virus. He's so bad he can't do nothing for himself." So she said, "I have to help him because he cannot do anything." That's how when God calls you to do something, you know, you have to stay there. And I thank God for your prayer, because we were always praying for those first responders and those that are working there or can't be with their family. So there's a man that she was helping out. He couldn't do nothing for himself, and as she was walking with him, he fell. So when they fell, she there's a maneuver that they fall down on one knee and hold and put their knee up so they won't their heads and stuff. And she has got fully exposed in the name of Jesus. So her mother was just all set to her. So about this, so they began to pray and they went and took the test of miracles that God, she tested negative for it, even though she was fully exposed to these people. So she called to give the praise, honor, and the glory, hallelujah to God. And I'm saying that to say that to be encouraged, as long as you're doing what God told you to do and you believe in God and you worship Him and praising Him, you know that you have to go out. And He knows that you are exposed to different things, hallelujah to God, and you're not able to wash your hand every time. You don't have to sanitize every time. But you go praising the Lord, and you be doing a good deeds for the Lord. You worship Him. You praise Him. They get saved, hallelujah to God. And she was so relieved that her daughter was not infected. And hallelujah to God, just want to keep Monique and her family in prayer. I figure that would help you and encourage you to let you know that if you're doing the work of God and you're saved, hallelujah to God, sometimes you don't have your gloves on all the time. You don't all the time have the mask, hallelujah to God, and people are coming out everywhere, hallelujah to God. So just be careful, stay prayerful in the name of Jesus, and I thank God for hearing it, because I was lifted up by hearing that God was just blessing, and I was so glad to report that to you that it's the prayers of the righteous that avail us much, that every day we pray for people that are working there that can't be with their families. But that's an answer to our prayer, hallelujah to God. She was there, she did her job, and she wasn't affected. Amen. So I thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 We bless your name, God, for your
name, in the name of Jesus.
God.
So we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. That you're moving by your spirit and by your power, God, for answering prayers, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. That you're protecting, oh
God. We glorify your name, God, because you're so wonderful, God. You're
such
a great thing.
This
is our God.
Hallelujah. Right now,
When I got on, my whole thing was to pray for families, especially the ones that need salvation. And I had the opportunity to meet with my family, and we had such an excellent time. But as Christians, when your unsaved loved ones don't understand, they have no respect for the gospel. But I just want to say, God, for praying for salvation. And I ask that you continue to pray for my family, because we definitely need some salvation over here in my family. So I give God the honor, the praise, and the glory just for praying for salvation for my unsaved loved ones. I give God the honor, the praise, and the glory, because He knows that was on my heart to get on this line and pray for families today. Thank you.
Amen, amen. God knows all things. He knows all things. And we thank God we work
for. And I give God the honor and the praise and the glory. I'm a genius home from the hospital.
Amen.
Okay. Well, let's praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for
Emma. Emma Jean, being
home,
oh, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. You know all things, oh, Lord God.
Another
one, dear, oh, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. In the name of Lord God, be exalted, forever, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God.
Build her up, oh God. Build her up where she may have been torn down, God.
Yes, sir. Yes, oh, Lord God. Restore, Lord God. Continue to work on it, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God.
He's mighty and powerful. Hallelujah. We will praise His name.
Yes, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you so much, oh, Lord God, for what you're doing. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. I do want to put a prayer request out there. There's a church in North Carolina where the pastor committed suicide. He was about 42 years old, and he committed suicide. So we need to keep that in prayer. And I know we have been praying to bind up the spirit of suicide, but there's some people who still managed to get that done. So we want to pray for that church and the family.
Typical discharge, yes, Spirit.
Amen.
Yes, God, that
amen.
You bless a couple of the
amen.
Family, Lord
amen.
God, and save,
yes,
oh, Lord God,
Lord.
The little people
yes,
from
Lord.
That
so
spirit
pray, Lord,
right now in the
name
of Jesus.
We pray right now, Lord God, that you will bind the works of the enemy right now.
In the name of Jesus, Lord God, let it not ever last to
affect
the Lord God.
Kill it the
air,
Lord
God.
I'm going to bring it out right now, Lord God. Father, thank you right now, Lord God, that you're touching the hearts and the minds of the people today, God. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of God. Move the work
in their own today, right now, Lord God.
Pastor Darlene, can you put Chancy and Tamika on the prayer line as much needed? Two disrespected children. Chancy and
okay.
Tamika. They need prayer bad.
Okay.
Bad.
Amen.
Okay.
This is a 11-year-old boy. I became missing yesterday morning sometime. We pray for his safe return to the family. He's about 11 years old. Hallelujah. And he was on the news, hallelujah to God, and he's in the area here, in the metro area here. We pray for the return of his family there. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Okay, and that's in Jacksonville.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
You remember the boy's name, woman?
It's Yvonne. Amen. I want to pray for Keyshawn, my grandson. Keyshawn, he turned 17, and he going the wrong way, trying to drink, and just be with the wrong crowd. He don't understand when his mama try to tell her right from wrong. He don't understand. So I'm going to pray for him.
Okay. All right.
Good morning. This is Sister Jeannie. Requesting continued prayer for myself and my family. I've been under the weather lately as with a bad cold too. So, and I wanna ask for prayer for a close friend of mine who just lost her husband last night to COVID-19. So I'm requesting prayer for her and myself and for a circle of friends. Prayer, praise, and deliverance. Let prayer line. Thank you so much for all the prayers that you have given me. Have a great day. God bless.
Okay, and what is your friend's name again?
Maria.
Maria?
Maria.
Oh, the one who
yes.
lost her, okay.
She lost her husband
right.
last evening. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
God bless.
Good morning. I would like to add Jazzy Cruz, on the prayer line. I want to thank you all for praying for her anyway, because I hadn't heard from her for a while, but she wants to join the military, and I'm just praying that she will make the right decision. Also, when I want to come in agreement with everybody on this prayer line for salvation, but one thing about it is can't beat people up, and they're looking at our lifestyle too, so let's just be mindful that we are to live. And, you know, live a life, if we're going to be Christians, to live Christ-like. And I know sometimes it's hard because, you know, people like to look at your past and they like to go by other people's opinions and just one person say this and the other say that. And let's just pray against that spirit of gossiping and murmuring and complaining. And that was heavy on my heart this morning about that suicide, mental illness, and depression, because what we're going through now, this is affecting the whole world, everywhere, China, Italy, Japan, every nation, every tongue. So, you know, people are, it's heaviness on people because they're concerned about other people not having any place to stay, food to eat, or whatever. Some people are concerned about other things, but so that pastor, you know, when he committed suicide, it's so much heaviness here. So we just have to learn to love one another and share the word of God, plus share other things that we have. You know, so, you know, just I can't put it in too many words, because some people are just hoarding stuff and bragging about stuff and asking for prayer for people and then gossiping about it or whatever. We can't do anything except go to God in prayer, leave it there so that he can work it out. And that's my opinion today. You know, just leave it there. Not beat people up about coming to the Lord. You know, God has his timing with everybody. You know, he know how to touch the hearts of everybody on this earth. And I just want to thank you all for praying, healing for so many people. I don't want to call their names on the prayer line because they asked me not to. But for Stephen and Nina last night, and I know that you all prayed, whether it was once or twice or continuation, she said a marriage is getting better and better and better.
Amen. So amen. Let's give God praise for that. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for Stephen and Nina, Lord.
I thank you for your prayers.
Include their marriage, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus, Lord. We just bless
Lord.
You today, God, because you're so good, God. You're so great,
and
God.
And he's mighty and powerful.
Thank you, Lord.
He was not going to let that Jezebel spirit enter into that relationship.
Yes, Lord,
he broke
Jesus.
Every soul.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
And he will continue to break every soul.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Well, we got these prayer requests. We're going to go ahead and pray for binding up depression and suicide, binding up gossip, and complaining. We're going to be praying for Jazzy, who wants to go to the military. Maria, whose husband has passed. We need to pray for her peace over this situation. Our sister Jeannie, who has a cold, and also her family. We will pray for Yvonne's grandson, Keyshawn, that he will get his life right, stop drinking. The 11-year-old boy who's missing in Jacksonville, that he will be found safe. And pray for Chauncey and Tamika, that they will not be disrespectful, that they will come to Jesus. And we are thanking God. Let's go ahead and pray. Amen.
Amen.
Father, in the name of our Father, which art in heaven, we just come before this morning, thanking you this morning, thanking you right now, Lord God, that we are the salt of this earth, Lord God, and we thank you right now, Lord God, for all the prayer requests right now. Lord God, we know, Lord God, that you will work miracles right now, and we just thank you right now, Lord God, for your miracle working power. We thank you for your saving grace and
In the name of Jesus, we bind up murmuring and complaining. We bind up cursing people right now, Lord God. We bind up that now, Lord God. All that the spirit out there, Lord God, that's causing the people to be drinking. One minute, Lord God, we thank you right now. You're in the name of the Lord God.
Hallelujah, God. Yes, Lord. Touch our hearts, those that are grieving this morning. console them right now, Lord God. We just thank you right now. We could come to you. We could enter into your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praises this morning. As we praise you because you know all things. Yes, and we just thank you this morning, Heavenly Father. We thank you for sending your Son, Jesus. Yes, he paid for our sins on the cross, and we thank you for that.
Name of Jesus,
no one greater than our Father. There's no one greater than him.
Yes, Lord.
I thank him this morning that he's ordering footsteps and directing paths today. Only he can do it.
Yes.
Only God can do it.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Thank you for peace this morning. Thank you for peace that the rest of our understanding. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
We thank him for salvation this morning.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
We don't have to badger anybody. We don't have to beat them up. They're going to come. God is going to get them. He's going to draw them in. He's going to draw them in. They belong to him.
Amen. Thank you for these prayers. And we know that God is joining the people. We know that God is healing and delivering, and he's setting the captives free. And so as we go through this week, I hope that I'm going to invite everyone who's here to join us in a fast this week. We want to do a fast, and we're going to be reflecting and looking at ourselves and seeing what we need to do to make our lives better as Christians. I heard Sister Belinda earlier this morning speaking about we need to live as Christians so that people, as they watch us, as they see us, many people don't read the Bible, so they're reading us. They're reading our lives. And so we have to be a good example of who Christ is. And so the scriptures that we're going to focus on will be Psalms 51 and verse 10. It says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." And then the other one is Psalms 19 and 14, and it says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." So let's use these scriptures as we go through Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You can do 1, 2, or 3 days, but let's just think about the different types of fasts that we know that we can do. Some people can do the full fast, which is no food and but drink water for those 3 days. Maybe somebody will do fasting from maybe early in the morning to maybe 3 o'clock, however you want to do it. But just take some time to reflect and time to search yourself so that we can be strengthened by the Word of God. And of course, while you're fasting, read the Word, pray, and continue to seek the face of God and listen, most of all, listen to his voice, because he will even bring to your mind, he'll bring to my mind, you know, when I say you, that means all of us, he'll bring to our minds what we need to change and how we need to look more like him and be more spiritually inclined. That is what God would have us to do. So that is an invitation for anyone who's here, and those who are not here, if you know that they're not here, you haven't heard their voice, maybe you can share this with them. And I'm sure I will go ahead and send out a text to everybody so you'll have the scriptures if you didn't have a chance to write them down. So I decree and declare that we're all covered by the blood of Jesus, that we're walking in faith. We walk in favor. We're blessed and cannot be cursed. I decree that we are above and not beneath, and the blood of Jesus washes us, cleanses us, and makes us whiter than snow. I love each and every one who is here, those who didn't make it today. And as we said earlier in the hour, I pray that the mothers enjoyed your time with family or away from family, however you had were able to celebrate. I pray that you enjoyed your day yesterday, and we will rise up and continue to move on in the Lord. So we'll go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Have a beautiful day. Come back tomorrow. And bring somebody with you. We've heard some new voices, saw some new phone numbers on the Blog Talk Radio. We pray that we will continue to be enlarged and expand in the things of God. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior.
We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.